Yes, this is Bob Heisinger.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good. This is Eric, right?
Yes.
Good, good. I'm prepared for a 15-minute coaching session. I assume that you are too, is that correct?
Yeah, let me just turn the TV down here.
Okay.
Another record day on Wall Street here.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the market just exploded on the close here. It was great.
Good, good. That's great.
So some things are good in my life.
That's great. It's always nice to start with those.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of questions kind of sit front and center of your mind, Eric?
You saw my mini sort of bio, right?
Right.
Okay.
And your question kind of was, you're so amazed that you weren't aware of what was happening.
Well, I don't know how many of these things you hear about. I'm sure there's worse, and, you know, I think mine's a pretty outrageous experience. I would say just the length of time of that this thing transpired, although, you know, I would have to say that, you know, these meetings that they had were, you know, not very often. You know, there was, in some years, it was only maybe one or two times a year. And,
okay.
But I think what kind of put this thing forward was just the internet and cell phones, and, you know, in the early stages, none of that was really around. And
sure.
I think in the last years, that's just sort of accelerated, and the emails I read, I just never thought I would ever even hear things out of my wife's mouth like, you know, she put forward, and the other individual is, he's one in a million. You saw in there that he lost a big sexual harassment case, and
okay.
I happened to talk to the attorney. In fact, I even met with him. He's in another state, but I even met with this guy, and he told me, he said, I've been in this, he's over 50, and he said, I've been doing this forever, and he said, he's a very, very, very high profile attorney. He's probably one of the top three in this particular state.
Okay.
He said, I've met, you know, thousands of people I've defended, and he said, there's only one other person that has made the hairs on my neck stand up as much as this guy, and that was a serial killer that was on death row.
Okay.
So, this is a person that lives in a frictionless universe, extremely wealthy.
Okay.
His only interest is his own interest, and, my wife described us as yin and yang, and how she could get involved with this guy, I just don't understand it. And,
does she understand it?
Yeah, she went through some just incredibly intensive therapy, three, four meetings a week for five, six, 8 months she went through this, and I think this guy has a tremendous way of owning people's souls, in his words, and he can just pull you in. He's a tremendous salesperson,
so she was pulled in.
Pulled in. Money was an extreme lure. I mean, he offered her to leave, to get me out of their lives. He offered her $1 million condo in Denver, Mercedes. He bought her a $40,000 tennis bracelet he was going to give to her. Give her a job for $60K a year. You know, just to get rid of me. I mean, that was the extremes. So you could see that, you know, my wife didn't do that. So,
okay.
I think there was a break where she finally realized, I'm just in this thing. You know, what am I doing? And our daughter just went ballistic on this. And, you know, we only have one daughter. But we're getting back to me. I mean, I just felt like, you know, total second string. You know,
do you, it's like he was competing with you in some ways.
Well, yeah, and we even exchanged emails. I mean, he sent one to me by mistake. It was supposed to go to her, and somehow I got copied. Well, actually, it was a...
It may not have been a mistake.
Well, yeah, but anyway, it was one of these... I lost my train of thought. Where he was threatening me and belittling me and... I just completely lost my train of thought on that.
Okay, we were talking about whether that was accidental or on purpose.
Yeah, I think he wanted to get rid of me. Oh, and I know what it was. That he said at one time, he said, I can't replace you. I don't think he really wanted her full time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he kind of liked this thing that, you know, he could see her, you know, a few times a year, and they could have their extreme sex and then move on. And I don't know if it was... this is a guy I don't think really should be married. He's too... he never sleeps. He's, you know, extremely depressed. He takes medication. You know, my wife even said he's just, like, weird, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need what to happen for you right now?
I need to feel good about myself again. Like, you know, is there something in me that's really missing here? I mean, how she could just, you know, get involved in this and yet not even the, I mean, I never saw a clue that anything like this was ever going on. If I told our friends, they would all just faint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they wouldn't believe it.
No, it would, and then nobody knows about it either.
Okay.
You know, we haven't told you know, the therapist. You know.
What did she learn in therapy? Has she talked to you about that?
Not. I mean, kind of a lot of surface stuff. I mean, a lot of the sex things, she won't even get into that.
Okay.
It's just so over the top. That's what I really have a hard time with, too, how they could... I mean, any way that you can have sex or anything to have that has to do with sex, they did it.
Okay.
And we've never... I mean, we've had a great sex life, but, I mean, it's never been anything... You know, like, you know, or filming it, and, you know,
okay.
I don't know where that came from, and she won't really discuss that.
Okay.
I mean, she wants it just to be over. She just wants all of it just to be buried, it's done, you know, let's just move on. That's where she's at. Well, I mean, I'm happy with that, too, but I've got a lot of loose ends that I'm still trying to process.
Exactly. And it's important to process those loose ends so that you can get a measure of self-esteem back here.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest issue, you know, and anger. You know, I'm kind of over that. I'd still just love to, you know, choke this guy's eyes out, you know.
Sure.
But that's, you know, not an issue, really. It's kind of silly, but yeah, I would say that's pretty much where I'm at, and I think that, you know, we're actually doing pretty well right now. My business is going great. I mean, she enjoys retirement. We're planning lots of trips. Everything seems to be, you know, fine. I just hope that I'm not being conned again. You know, I don't think I am. But,
But you have some loose ends, and it's important to address those loose ends so that you can kind of raise yourself in a way to... hold your own better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Okay. What are the loose ends?
Well, one is I just hope this guy never surfaces again.
Okay.
And he's threatened me physically, financially. He's a very high-profile person.
Okay, when's the last time... I'm sorry, when's the last time you heard from him?
Actually, it's been quite a few months since I've heard from him.
When's the last time she's heard from him?
About 2 months ago, and she wrote another letter to him, you know, emailed him another letter which she copied me, and...
Okay. What did it say?
We are over. I can't be more blunt. Please do not contact me in any way. I'm happy where I am. In the words of 40 years ago, we are broken up. We're going to stay that way. Spend your time and energy on your family. You know,
okay.
That was it.
My guess is that he's probably on to another conquest somewhere else and probably has forgotten about your wife.
Well, I don't know if he's forgotten about her, but yeah, I think there could be others. I think with his appetite and the money that he's got, yeah, I think that's certainly possible.
Okay. Okay. And she thinks that's probably true as well? The two of you have talked about that?
Yes. He could be divorcing his third wife, too, or she could be divorcing him because of this last trial that he was involved in. It was, you know, a huge public embarrassment.
Okay.
You know, it was on TV every night for a week, and I mean, it was a...
Okay. What other loose ends do you have to tie down, Eric?
I would say, you know, the other one is, being intimate, you know, am I adequate, or is this just, you know, you know, or am I supposed to do something new, or am I, don't even go there, or...
Okay. And can you talk to your wife about that?
Yeah, but she does, you know, you're just fine, you know, don't worry, you know, just sort of brush it aside.
Right, okay. And she kind of minimizes this or wants to put it aside and move on, and you're not quite ready for that. You need some conversation. There are some things that you need to resolve, some issues in your head at least.
Yeah, and I think if I really push the envelope, she would. You know, I'm just trying to be as sort of... Was it your expression, charge neutral?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm trying to be. That's the way I've been since... Yours was one of the first websites I looked when this whole thing blew up, and, you know, I thought that was fantastic advice, and I've kept that.
Okay.
You know, without losing my temper, without raising my voice, just being, you know, just trying to build up the love points, and I think I've done a great job in that respect.
Okay.
It's still mentally, you know, there's times that, you know, I'll wake up at 3 in the morning and I won't go back to sleep because I'll start to replay some of this stuff over in my mind. And, you know, it's like, when is this ever going to stop, you know? I mean,
okay. And you've told her that. You've said to her, you know, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and my mind is racing with this. And I can't put this aside. I need some resolution on some things. I need your help here. And I know this is not going to last forever. But there's a healing process that I need to go through. There's a rebuilding process that I need to go through with you, and I certainly need your patience and understanding and input sometime with this.
She has expressed words to that effect, yes.
Okay.
I mean, she's actually been, you know, very supportive. And,
okay.
You know, I think that This might even be kind of a nightmare that she's kind of maybe even wants to get over with, too.
I imagine, Eric, it's a huge, huge nightmare for her. At one level, it probably is a tremendous nightmare for her.
I think there's a lot of humiliation, too, when I found out some of these things.
Mm-hmm. And in situations like this, it's frequently... true that you did not know and did not have a clue of what was happening because she was able to dissociate herself or compartmentalize her life to such a great degree that she lived two lives.
She actually used that term, compartmentalize.
Okay.
She said that.
Yeah. And maybe to the degree that she did not remember what she did. Now, that's a possibility. So if that's the case, you had no way of knowing. I mean, there was no way that you could pick up on any message that she was sending because there was no message that she was sending.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was going on while our daughter grew up at home, you know, until she went to college. And, she never had a clue. I mean, she when I confronted her, or when I told her about it, she was like just dumbstruck.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Okay.
And none of her friends would even. You know, I know none of her friends know about it. All her close flight attendant friends and everybody, which are good friends of ours.
Sure. Did you happen to read my article on abuse?
No.
I sent that out last week, I think. I forget. I sent a lot of stuff out. But there, I wrote an article on, I forget what the title of it is, something like, never in a million years would you expect something like that from her.
Physical or mental abuse?
The theory or the theme here is that for someone who has a history of abuse in her life, for example.
No, she never had any of that.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we went over that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, her dad was a milquetoast and her mother was... No, there was none of that. She had no siblings either, so...
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I'm positive of that. That never happened.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you need information from her in terms of where this came from within her. You need some kind of understanding. You need her to share some of that with you to some degree at least. Is that true?
It would probably help. I mean, just to understand how... it was sort of the intensity of the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she said they just literally shred each other's clothes off, you know, practically.
Okay.
I mean, not all the time, but, you know, there were times when the traction was that strong.
Okay.
You know, with a guy that really, everybody I know describes the guy as a creep. I mean, mm-hmm. he has zero friends.
Okay.
I mean, this is a very, very odd individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put this together, and it just doesn't fit sometimes, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if you look at me, I mean, this guy, it's like, it couldn't be, it's like on the other side of the moon,
yeah.
Me, you know, I mean, that's what I think is so flabbergasting.
And she's really fortunate to have you, and she's fortunate that she chose to have you.
Well.
Hugely fortunate.
Yeah. Well, you may have your finger on something there.
Yeah. Okay, our time's about up. I'm sorry about
that.
Okay. There's more
fine.
Here. There's more here, but you know, has this been helpful for you?
Yeah, I think, I did a little, consulting with the same doctor in the beginning, but it really wasn't enough, but I thought it was, you know, and I just sort of stopped after a month or two, and... I've really never talked to anybody since, and I've tried to, you know, I'm kind of, that's kind of my nature, but I probably, in retrospect, should have, you know.
Well, should have, could have, would have, but, you know,
yeah, but
there's a process you go through here, and it's not quite done for you yet, and that's fine.
So you think, you know, like I think I read where it could be a year to 2 years, that's typically about the lifespan of these.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, you have a little bit more work to do, the way it sounds, in terms of resolving this in your soul and in your spirit and in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally understandable. Totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend you for looking at it and for saying, you know, there's some loose ends here that I have to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank
really
you, Eric.
Appreciate it. And I'll keep watching, reading the articles on your website.
Right.
They've been very, very helpful.
Good. I'm glad to have you. Take care.
Okay. Thanks. Good luck. Bye.
Bye now.